I'm John DeSando.
I'm Johnny DiLoretto. This is Cinema Classics.
We have the 50th anniversary of 2001, A Space Odyssey.
God.
Gateway Film Center, June 16th through the 26th, so it means it's already started, has a 70mm version of that. Is this the best science fiction movie ever made?
Is certainly the most influential, the smartest. There's no adventure. A lot of times these days, we take our sci-fi with a healthy dose of adventure. Star Wars, Star Trek, even.
There's a new book out, Space Odyssey, Stanley Kubrick, Arthur C. Clarke, and the making of a masterpiece. One of the great critics of all time walked out of that movie and said, "What the hell is this about?" That was Rock Hudson.
You're expecting some sort of human element that you don't really get until the very near end when the astronauts are dealing with Hal. The movie is pretty much, as I remember it, broken up into three distinct parts. The beginning part with the sort of early humanoid creatures.
No dialogue for 25 minutes.
Brutal ape-like creatures running around. And then, of course, you get the famous edit with the bone being thrown into the air.
Yes.
The bone, they touch the monolith, which is an idea that has continued to haunt me. This idea that human intelligence was imparted by aliens.
Yeah.
Next thing you know, we're in the future, and then we're following this guy, this really boring white guy. He calls his family, then we end up on the moon with the monolith again. You get the third act, which is the astronauts and their mental duel with Hal, the computer.
Which the letters that follow are interesting. IBM. The most memorable for me is when Hal is going down and he's singing Daisy Bell. Daisy. In one of the verses, there's, "I'm half crazy. I'm afraid.
I'm going to ask Hal.
I'm afraid, Dave.
Ask the new version of
Dave,
Hal.
My mind is going." Here's what Kubrick said. Hal had an acute emotional crisis because he could not accept evidence of his own fallibility. The New York Times reported that 2001 was a monumentally unimaginative movie. Can you imagine how ill-prepared we were
so
for that?
It's so interesting, to go back and look at some of those old reviews by some of the best critics who have ever worked, you know?
Clark responded, "If you understand 2001 completely, we failed." We wanted to raise far more questions than we answered.
Oh, that's great. The movie should be experienced on a big screen, and I would love to see it in 70mm, so I will definitely be
I will too. Way. It's 88 minutes of that is dialogue-free of the 2 hours and some.
The production design of the movie is really memorable. There are images in that movie that are just burned into my brain. The woman walking in the circle thing, you know?
Yes.
Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Of course, the trippy going through another dimension.
The circular station and Strauss.
Oh,
playing.
Yeah.
What a great choice. Yeah. Classical music for that.
Mm-hmm.
One of the reasons this film eventually took off was the kids were tripping on it.
Do you remember seeing it at the time?
Mostly, I remember what had certified for me is it's an attempt at the unknowable. That monolith is a symbol of the strange things that may occur out there, the limitless possibilities of other civilizations, even in our own galaxy. So the film for me best expressed the lyrical mystery of space adventure. Mm-hmm. The Odyssey, one of my favorite pieces, of course, is Homer's Odyssey. So 2001, it's a space odyssey.
Right.
That's what it is. And it is all the joy for me and all the danger of what Homer had. And I thought that both Clark and Kubrick caught it perfectly without answering any questions.
It's all a bunch of questions.
Well,
I don't know.
For me, too, it's prescient about the advance of technology, which we're even seeing today with young people and everybody walking around the streets looking at their phones.
Mm-hmm.
Eating alone as an old man, presaging how lonely our future is going to be.
Interesting, yeah.
If
solitary, right.
Right. If we're bound to technology, as certainly this film is.
So in some ways, Kubrick was inspired by this sci-fi kind of craze, and he wanted to apply his vigorous intellectual mind to it. But look at all the stuff, like the talking to people on screens. Star Trek with the flip phones.
Forbidden Planet was, up to that point, my favorite science fiction. And Kubrick just blasted that deck. I can't even barely remember Forbidden Planet when I think of the images you're talking about. So if our audience moves fast, they can see this in 70mm at Gateway Film Center.
We do not recommend dropping acid before you go. The award-winning Cinema Classics is produced by John DeSando and Johnny DiLoretto. Listen to the shows and read reviews online at WCBE.org.